All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. I want to take this time out to wish all of you fine folks out there the happiest and healthiest of Thanksgivings, and there is plenty on tap this weekend in the world of college football. Now, I'm going to start off Thursday night in a big contest in the Big 12 as the fifth-ranked TCU Horned Frogs travel in-state to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. Now, the Horned Frogs need this game in order to stay at the pace at the top of the Big 12 Conference. You look at TCU quarterback Trayvon Boykin, and he has really come into his own this season. But it's not just Trayvon, because he can put this team on his back offensively. But you look at this TCU defense that has 17 interceptions, and they will look to put some pressure on Texas quarterback Tyrone Swoops. Now, aside from the interceptions by TCU, you look at linebacker Paul Dawson, who has been all over the field this season with 105 tackles. Now, for the Longhorns, they are looking to finish up the regular season on a strong note. They've won three games in a row, and head coach Charlie Strong is looking to build off of this heading into 2015. Now, aside from Tyrone Swoops at quarterback for Texas, you look at the running game with Malcolm Brown and Jonathan Gray. And if the Longhorns are going to defeat TCU, they need to have a big game this Thursday night. On top of that, wide receiver John Harris for the Longhorns can go over 1,000 yards in receiving in this one. And aside from what Texas can do offensively, defensively, the Longhorns have 37 team sacks. This is going to be a good one down in the good state of Texas on Thanksgiving night. And I'm taking Texas at home in the upset by the score of 31-27. Now, moving along to Friday, a big one in the Mid-American Conference has the Northern Illinois Huskies traveling to take on the Western Michigan Broncos. Now, first place in the MAC West is on the line in this contest. Now, you look at Northern Illinois quarterback Drew Hare, and he is really taking the place of former Northern Illinois quarterback in Jordan Lynch, as he has really picked up where Lynch left off. He has 14 touchdowns to one interception this season, and he is also the team's leading rusher. Now, you look at the passing game for Northern Illinois, and you can expect a big game from Theron Brown if the Huskies are going to go on the road and get the victory in this one. But on the flip side for Western Michigan, you look at quarterback Zach Terrell, who can go over 3,000 yards passing this season in this game. He also has 22 touchdowns. The Broncos really have a balanced attack, because you look at running back Jevian Franklin, who's been a workhorse with over 250 carries this season, and he's about to eclipse the 1,500-yard mark in rushing this season, and he also has 23 rushing touchdowns. Now, in the passing game, Terrell will rely on wide receivers Corey Davis and Daniel Braverman to put some pressure on this Huskies defense. Now, defensively for Western Michigan, they have 27 team sacks, so it's going to be important for them to really stop Northern Illinois' running games in those early downs in order to force them into third and long, making Hare a one-dimensional quarterback. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm taking Western Michigan at home by the score of 34-30. Now, also on Friday afternoon in Columbia, Missouri, the 17th-ranked Missouri Tigers will welcome the Razorbacks of Arkansas to town. Now, you look at this power running attack for the Hogs under head coach Brett Bielema, and you look at the running backs Alex Collins and Jonathan Williams. They will have their hands full against a solid Missouri front seven. But the Razorbacks right now are flying high. It's their first winning season in a few years. On top of that, they are coming off of back-to-back shutouts at home over LSU and Ole Miss. Now, for Missouri, a win puts them in the SEC title game representing the Eastern Division for the second consecutive season. Matty Mark at quarterback for Mizzou just continues to roll along, while this Tigers defense has 38 team sacks. And for the most part, that's going to be thrown out of the window due to the fact that Arkansas just loves to pound the football down your throat. It's going to be a back and forth affair, but I'm going to take Missouri at home in this one by the score of 34-28. Now, a big one out in the desert for the Territorial Cup between the Sun Devils of Arizona State traveling to Tucson to take on the 11th ranked Arizona Wildcats. Both of these teams come in ranked in the top 15. Of course, ASU at number 13, while Zona is at number 11. The winner of this game can win the Pac-12 South if UCLA loses to Stanford. So there is plenty on the line in this one. Now you look at the triplets for Arizona State under head coach Todd Graham. Of course, quarterback Taylor Kelly, running back DJ Foster, and of course, wide receiver Jalen Strong. For the Sun Devils to go on the road and get the victory, they are going to have to be a big part of this game. Now, ASU's defense has 35 sacks, and they will look to put some pressure on Arizona quarterback Anu Solomon, who has been really good this season. Over 3,000 yards passing with 25 touchdowns to just 7 interceptions. You look at running back Nick Wilson for the Wildcats, who has over 1,000 yards rushing to go along with 12 TDs. And Caleb Jones could go over the 1,000-yard mark in receiving in this game against the Sun Devils. Now, you look at this Arizona defense, and they really put it on Utah last Saturday, led by Scooby Wright, who for the season has 127 tackles, and he also has 12 sacks. And as a team, the Wildcats have 30 team sacks this year. So it's going to be a good one. Rivalry game, and on top of that, recruiting will be up in the air. And I'm going to take the Wildcats at home by the score of 38-24. Now, staying with the Pac-12 theme, the Stanford Cardinal will travel to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to take on the 8th-ranked Bruins of UCLA. Now, like I said before, a victory in this game by the Bruins puts them in the Pac-12 championship game for the second time in school history. Now, you look for Stanford, and it starts with their quarterback, Kevin Hogan, and it also comes down to this running game and field position for the Cardinal. Now, Stanford's defense does have 35 sacks this season, and they will be looking to put pressure on a UCLA offensive line that has not always been able to protect quarterback Brett Hundley this season. Now, speaking of Hundley, he has put this team on his back for the most part, and he will need to do it once more in order for the Bruins to win the Pac-12 South. Defensively, the Bruins are led by linebacker Eric Kendricks, who has 124 tackles this season, and he will look to put the kibosh on that power running attack by Stanford. No Ty Montgomery at wide receiver for the Cardinal in this game, and he's their home run hitter. So I'm going to take UCLA at home in this one by the score of 27-17. Now, in a battle of unranked teams, the Virginia Cavaliers will travel to Blacksburg to take on the Virginia Tech Hokies. Now, nothing really big on the line in this one, but it is an elimination game due to the fact that both of these teams are 5-6. The winner will be bowl eligible while the loser's season is done. And for Virginia head coach Mike London, he really needs a victory in order to sustain his job for 2015. Now, the Cavaliers defensively have 31 team sacks, and the Hokies have 42 team sacks. So it's really going to come down to field position and special teams for both of these clubs. Now, for Virginia Tech, you look at their quarterback, Michael Brewer, and you just have to ask yourselves, which Michael Brewer is going to show up in this game? This was a Hokies team that lost in overtime last week to Wake Forest 6-3. So generally, you would say the first team to 20 wins. In this case, it's more than likely the first team to 10 wins. Like I said, it's going to come down to special teams. It's going to come down to field position. And if it comes down to special teams, I'm giving the advantage to the Hokies. Thus, I'm taking Virginia Tech 16-10. Now, down in Georgia, it's good old-fashioned clean hate this Saturday between the 16th-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and they will travel to Sanford Stadium in Athens to take on the 9th-ranked Bulldogs of Georgia. Now, the Dogs come into this game favored by 13 points, and I think that's a little bit of a slight to the boys from Atlanta in the Yellow Jackets. You look at the Ramblin' Wreck, and it's that triple option attack under head coach Paul Johnson that just simply gives teams fits all year long. The Yellow Jackets are averaging 6 yards per carry, and it will be up to this Georgia defense to show a ton of discipline. Defensively, the Yellow Jackets have 16 interceptions, and they will look to put some pressure on Georgia quarterback Hudson Mason, who has been unfazed by everything this season. But I think Georgia will rely on their running game, led by Nick Chubb, as he has over 1,100 yards on the ground this season, along with 11 rushing touchdowns. This is going to be a doozy, folks, but I'm going to take Georgia at home by the score of 38-31. Now, you look at the Egg Bowl down in Mississippi, as the 4th-ranked Bulldogs of Mississippi State travel to Oxford to take on the 19th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. Now, earlier on this season, both of these teams were ranked in the top 10, and there was the potential that this game could come down to a national championship or national or college football playoff berth, rather, between Mississippi and Ole Miss. But Ole Miss has taken a step backwards, while Mississippi State is still in the title picture. Now, like I said before, for Mississippi State, it starts and ends with their quarterback, Dak Prescott. And what is he going to be able to do against this defense from Ole Miss? Defensively for the Bulldogs, they have 35 team sacks along with 14 interceptions. And that's going to be big, for the simple fact that we don't know which Bo Wallace that we are going to get at quarterback for Ole Miss. If it's the good Bo Wallace, the Rebels have a chance. If it's the bad old Wallace, Mississippi State will make him pay. Thus, I'm taking the Bulldogs on the road in this one by the score of 34-24. Now, in Tallahassee, the 3rd-ranked Florida State Seminoles welcome the Florida Gators to town. Now, the Gators come in with a record of 6-4, and this is the last game for head coach Will Muschamp, who quote-unquote resigned a few weeks ago. Now, you look at this power running attack for the Gators, and it starts with their quarterback Treyon Harris and, of course, running back Matt Jones. And for the Gators to have a chance, they are going to have to pound the football against Florida State. But Florida can do that, because they're going to look at the tape from last week, and they're going to see what Boston College was able to go down to Tallahassee and do to Florida State, and they had a chance to win that game. But on the flip side, with the Noles, they've been taking everybody's best punch this season, and their quarterback, Jameis Winston, simply just knows how to find a way to lead his team to victory. This Gators secondary will have their hands full with wide receiver Rashad Green. Thus, it will be imperative for that front seven, led by linebacker Antonio Morrison, to put some pressure on Winston in this one. Florida is going to put up a fight, because this is Muschamp's last game. All of these guys on his team were recruited by Muschamp, and, you know, they have a lot of loyalty to their head coach, and they want to send him out a winner. But the bottom line is Florida State is just simply the better team. And I'm going to take the Noles at home in this one by the score of 38-27. Now, in Big Ten country, the 18th-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers travel to Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin, to take on the 14th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Right now, the Golden Gophers are not getting any respect, because they are 14-point underdogs on the road in this one versus the Badgers. Now, of course, these two teams are battling for Paul Bunyan's axe, but on top of that, the Big Ten West title is on the line, and I doubt anybody outside of the Minnesota Golden Gophers football program had them slated as far as having a chance this late in the season to win the Big Ten West back in August. This right here is going to be old school, blue collar, smash mouth Big Ten football. And I look at the running backs in this game. You look at David Cobb from Minnesota, and of course, Melvin Gordon for Wisconsin. Which offensive line is going to be able to open up more holes and dictate the pace for their running back will be the difference in this game. Thus, I'm taking the Badgers at home by the score of 38-34. Now, you look at the Iron Bowl down in the state of Alabama, as the number one team in the land, and I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide, welcome the 15th-ranked Auburn Tigers into Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. Now, you go back to last year and you remember everything that was on the line for both of these teams. And the kicking game really let Alabama down as 4 field goals were missed. And, of course, the final one was returned 109 yards for a touchdown, which gave Auburn the SEC West title, which they rode into the BCS championship game. Auburn doesn't have the same firepower that they had last season, but this is still a good team led by quarterback Nick Marshall and, of course, running back Cameron Artis Payne. Defensively, the Tigers have been able to force 16 interceptions, and they will look to put some pressure on Alabama quarterback Blake Sims. Now, for Sims, he had some doubters in the preseason. He had some doubters at the midpoint of the season, but right now he is the signal caller for the number one team of the land. Alabama is 10-1, and he can write his own legacy at Alabama with a victory and a good game versus Auburn. Now you look at this running game for the Tide, led by running back TJ Yeldon. Wide receiver Amari Cooper was injured last week against Western Carolina, but he is expected to be back in the starting lineup for this one Saturday night. You know, it's a workmanlike approach that Alabama has defensively, and they will look to put some pressure on this Auburn offense. Alabama's going to look back. They have a lot of anger, obviously, after the way that last year's game went down, and they're going to see what this Georgia defense was able to do to Auburn a few weeks ago, and they're going to use that as their blueprint in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Tide at home in this one by the score of 38-24. Those are my key games, folks, for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and I want to once again take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 13 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care. Have a wonderful day. And more importantly, a happy and healthy Thanksgiving holiday.